This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. It is 5:26, 33 degrees on this Thursday, December 4th. Well, we've been talking about this for a while, but I find it funny that our local media is running with this picture, this what's right across it in big red letters, draft concept only. Where, and this is for the Geisinger CMC proposal, where they're proposing a five-story building with a parking garage in Scranton. A new 75-foot-tall expansion structures are the focus of the city rezoning on Colfax Avenue site across from the existing hospital. Now, this has been going on for a little bit. Now, this has not followed the normal process within the city of Scranton, which normally goes to the zoning board. There's all sorts of hearings. This was turned down a few years ago. And Geisinger never appealed that zoning change. So now, if you've been following this, it's interesting because this is coming from the administration, the mayor's office, along with working with Geisinger for this zoning change. And it did not go to the zoning board. It ended up on the planning commission without most of the city council's knowledge, from what I'm told. And again, not the normal process for this. And this, it came up during the caucus and during the meeting that this draft concept only photo that's being used as the headline for our media is just something to provide. That's what they said. This isn't exactly what we're building. This is just a draft concept to show you what could be built. But they're showing this like, oh, this is what it is. And they were even slipped up during some of the testimonies as we were told to bring a picture. Yep. Show them a picture. That'll make it all better. Then we'll be able to pass it right through. So I find it interesting that this picture is like, oh, this is what they're looking to build, when it's not. And it says right on it, draft concept only. When just the week prior they said, we're not going to do design plans because it's going to cost too much money for something we don't know if it's going to get approved. Then all of a sudden they have this basic picture, and it says right on it, draft concept only. The concern is, are they just building a garage? Are they just building more space? What's the height of it? That's why there's a zoning process. And the fact that it's being rushed through at the end of the year, right at the last minute before the city council dynamic changes, is interesting, and it raises a lot of questions. There is a caucus meeting next Tuesday at City Hall with City Council, where Geisinger is again going to propose and speak to the public, and the public will be able to speak as well. And again, listen, let's make this. A speaker said that it was at the last meeting, the last City Council meeting, which I did watch. He said that he's a neighbor. He lives right across the street from the impact zone of this zoning change. And he said that he was told by the people at Geisinger that, now Geisinger was looking for a zoning change on the 400 block. He said they told him that they didn't ask for a zoning change at the 200 block. That's coming from the mayor. So I'd have to ask, if that's true, why is the mayor asking for a zoning change outside of what Geisinger themselves have even asked for? What's the purpose there? Why? And again, why is the mayor herself or the administration involved in these zoning change issues? Well, yeah, the easy answer is, well, you don't want health care. You don't want better health care. You don't want great health care. No, everyone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
Wants great healthcare. Everyone wants good healthcare. And just like one of the speakers and neighbors said at the meeting, you know, Geisinger itself, even today, was shoehorned into this residential area and has outgrown and outlived its presence there. It just cannot do what it needs to do if it wants to grow where it currently is. And I tend to agree with that. And yes, it may not be great for the city of Scranton, and I don't know why, because I believe they're a tax-free entity anyway, a nonprofit. But they just built this beautiful state-of-the-art cancer center in Dixon City near the Ford dealer, right off Commerce Boulevard. And yes, I know Commerce Boulevard probably needs to be widened even at this point. But there's plenty of land there. You know that for, what, decades now they were talking about maybe a golf course for Dixon City? Well, that never came to fruition. Maybe Geisinger should look to build a state-of-the-art medical facility, a huge campus right there. Still in our area, it would be a lot easier for most of the people in Lackawanna County or the northeastern Pennsylvania to get to than up by Naog Park in Scranton, up the hills on the other side of the city, cutting through the city to get there. So why is this the only option, I'd have to ask? And if the people who live there had a different outcome 3 years ago and the city bent over backwards, why the difference now? Well, here's the thing. The mayor even changed her support 3 years ago for this because she needed the people of Scranton. She needed them. She was running for re-election this past year. And you don't want to piss off the people of Scranton, which is why this all came out after that election. Because now she's running for Congress and looking to gain the support of a bigger region, you know, regions that use the medical center here in our area. So by losing a few people in the Hill section and Scranton support, but if she can gain double that support by bringing this expansion to Geisinger here, which is even if the day after it's built is still going to be too small and outlive its footprint there, what happens then? So if you live in Scranton, I implore you to go to the City Council Caucus. I believe it's at 5:45 at City Hall next Tuesday. Speak to your City Council members. Let them know your thoughts on this. Listen, everyone, I have not heard a single person saying they don't want better, bigger, and more up-to-date health care in our area. It's just where it is. And again, where Geisinger is shoehorned into its present footprint in right across from Naog Park, up there, even if this expansion goes through and it's built in 2 years, the day after they cut the ribbon on that, it'll still be too small and they'll still need more size. So why not build a bigger state-of-the-art facility like that cancer facility they just built? Plenty of room back in there. Plenty of ways to get there. You got 380 right there, 84 right there, 81, the KC Highway. Would make a real good place for a trauma center, neonatal intensive care unit. Great places to park. You don't have to worry about building upwards for parking garages. State-of-the-art facilities for your staff. I just don't understand why it's here or nothing. And that's kind of what even Geisinger's executive said. You know, we'll have to look elsewhere. Okay. show some options and then let the people of Northeast Pennsylvania decide and build something that you can actually grow into, not something that you would have been outgrown the day you cut the ribbon. So I just found it funny that they're using this picture as like, and who told them they needed a picture? You need a picture. Come on, show them a picture. They'll be happy then. That's what they think of the voting public. Just show them something shiny, and we'll be able to get this through. It's 3:34 here at WILK. We'll be back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.